It's nothing to joke about.
There's nothing to joke about with the match. There's none.
Wow.
You know, it's just fitting in God's house today that
you hear that noise. I love that noise.
You made it up.
I love that noise back there. Kind of makes you think about the laws of the universe, the law of life, and how precious it is. In the back, I hear that little voice and just making a little noise, and it's so precious, isn't it? Yes. Makes me think, because just this past week, we got to sing. I got to do funerals Saturday, and then on Monday, and what a wonderful spirit it was in those sanctuaries where people had an opportunity to say goodbye. And it's a week that was filled with emotions for me personally, because yesterday, and you know what yesterday was, that was what's called Leap Day. It's that the 29th of February.
Sadie Hawkins Day,
Leap Day. All, and to me, 4 years ago, it's the day that I did the funeral service for my father. Yeah. It was a day filled with emotions. It was a day filled with smiles and laughter, because that's the type of individual my father was. I can hear him telling me, "Boy, don't talk long, you'll get bored." I can hear him telling me that. And with this weather that we've had, you know, during wintertime, and it's been so warm, and boy, you see flowers just jumping out all over the place. I made it a point yesterday to do something a little different. I went and bought a plat so that I could, and I took and put the water in and a little seed mix, and I took those seeds, and I was supposed to drop 2 seeds in each little opening over there, and you have no idea what's going to come up, because trust me, I could not see them little seeds as I tried to drop them in them little plants and doing like that. But hopefully it'll be in the sunshine, and within a couple of weeks we're going to see some little sprouts out there. And I made it a point yesterday to start planting, start sowing seeds. And today, I want to tie it in with a scripture that's found over in the book of Galatians. It's in the 6th chapter, and I'll read for you the 6th verse. "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." First verse again, listen. "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." The 7th verse reads, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked." You're not going to fool God, are you? Amen. "Whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." Heavenly Father, allow us to just open our minds and hearts for just a moment, receive that truth from you as individuals. God, we just ask now that you'll simply bless your word. We ask this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. "Whatever man sows, that shall he reap." You've heard that how many times? Your whole life you've heard it. And this scripture is very unique, because I always look forward to March. Once you had January, once you had February kind of out of the way, and it's so nice we have such beautiful sunshine this morning. Because in March, pops say, we got to get the garden ready. We got to get it ready to plant. Now I know Cousin Rick, he went back and got his farmer jacket to put on today. I know he and Wayne are looking forward to nicer weather up there at the farm. Well, they'll do some planting. The only reason I bring that up in church, because, you know, if I if I embarrass you in church and bring up something, it'll stick in your mind because they know that I love the squash and tomatoes they bring back from the farm. So I just want to myself plant that seed. Whatever man sows, that he shall reap. And we know that in our life, so many times, so many of the problems we've had, they're simply because of the choices that we've made. We know that. We're smart enough now. We've been through enough life to realize so many times the things, the challenges that I've faced are difficulties that I've brought upon myself with my decisions. I read some years ago, there was a scientific journal, and the writer, and they were seismologists, and they wrote this, and this was the title of the journal they wrote. He says, if you build your house on a crack in the earth, it's your own fault. Now, you're only going to have to chat with each other to figure that one out, you know. If you built your house on a crack in the earth, it's your own fault. So many things that we've gotten into, it's simply because we made a decision. We went down a path that maybe we didn't use the proper judgment. But today I want to talk about those good paths that we've been down. I'm going to talk about the good things that God has done for us. And so many times within my own life, it's wonderful things that I'm always so amazed about because he has blessed me so richly. Sometimes I feel in spite of myself and the decisions that I've made. Because as Matt sang that song, he loves me, he loves me, he loves me. The law of the garden, the law of the world is, whatever man sows, that he shall reap. And it says down here in the ninth verse, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. The first rule is you always reap what you sow. And the second rule is you always reap later than you sow. I'm always challenged in my own life, in my own thinking, in my own questions that I have of God. Sometimes I question God's timing in life. And the older I get and the more years that I've been here on the face of this earth, I'm better realizing that, you know, it's not for me to understand God's timing, but I know His purpose. I read this little story and I want to share with you. This is about a 67-year-old man. He's standing on the curb as he watches his life work burn up. And this was in December of 1914. I wasn't there, that's why I'm reading the article. And it says here, adding insult to injury, his property was only insured for $238,000, far less than the $2 million worth of damage. His 24-year-old son, Charles, said, my heart ached for him because he knew that his father was no longer a young man and everything that he worked for was going up in flames. When Charles found his father, he was surprised by his dad's request. This is what he requested. He said, find your mother and bring her here. She will never see anything like this as long as she lives. The next morning, the old man, he gathered all of his employees where the fire was and said this statement, there is great value in disaster. All of our mistakes are burned up. Thank God we can start anew. And only 3 weeks later, Thomas Edison delivered his first phonograph. God had used something that wiped out, it seemed, everything he had worked for. But we never understand what it is to be in the middle of God's timing. Sometimes it's difficult. But I know, and I'm here to tell you, that whatsoever you sow, you shall reap in the proper time. Also, I know that whatsoever I reap, I shall sow. I know so whatsoever I shall reap, that in a later time, God will bring it to fulfillment. And I also know that whatsoever I sow, that I will reap more than I sow. This week I had, and I told you a little about some emotions and thinking of my dear father and going back. And Terry, I went over some of the songs we sang, and I can hear Brother Kevin singing at the gravesite over there, Beulah Land. And this week, on Monday, as I did that funeral and I walked out here into the cemetery, I just took a little time afterwards and walked around a bit. And there were certain names on gravestones that just warmed my heart. And I began to think, I know that in just the last couple of years, about so many fine men that we have lost here in Mount Calvary. And as I was walking through that cemetery, I just started to appreciate the people that God has placed in my life. Thought about Charles, I thought about Brother Dave O'Kane, I thought about dear Herbie. I thought about Brother Don Hartzell. How many times he would call me and, Charlie, I need to straighten you out. And I start chuckling and laughing. Thought about Joe, both Joes, dear Brother Joe Vogel. I thought about Brother Joe Klein. Thought about Pastor John, and I called Carol this week and just to check on her. And then I was walking back out of the cemetery. I turned around and looked, and there were the headstones of Pastor Ed and Sister Evelyn. And I got to think to myself and in my heart about how a chance meeting about 45 years ago allowed me to meet them. Sister Evelyn was the original God's girl. Brother Ed was probably the kindest, warmest, sweetest, most gentle man that I'd ever known in my life. He and I, one time we were stopped and we were riding together, and we went into 7-Eleven, came out. We'd been doing some work, and I said, Pastor Ed, let me get us a couple sodas. And we walked out, we came, and we walked next to a car. And inside of this car, there was a dog. And that dog came up. And Pastor Ed just simply put his hand up and said, now just calm down. And I was so impressed as I reached over to pick up my bottle of soda. And I was amazed about how much that I could learn from a man who had learned in his life so much patience. He lost his son with an accident in the West. And Ed and I, the only time we ever spoke of it, he told me, the Lord hath given and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we talked about it no more. I'm here to tell you that no matter what you sow, that God is going to make it return to you, just flowing over. I had no idea with my meeting of those two individuals that today I would be standing in this pulpit. I would have, in my opinion, just so many loving folks here at Mount Calvary, just sharing love one for another. I don't understand God's timing. I don't understand the way that He simply takes all the pieces of my life and puts them in the right order, in the right place. And I don't know why He's blessed me and you too with having so many wonderful people that we come in contact. We laugh a lot around here, and that's a good thing. We laugh, and I've said this time and time again, because if we can laugh together, I know when we go to share those tears, that those tears will be genuine. And God will hear. I don't know. Sometimes you kind of get thinking on things, and you kind of start to reflect back on your life. Matt turning 31, he's probably doing the same thing I'm talking about today. He'll spend, 30, 40 seconds thinking back on his life. And I'm amazed about how God, through His wisdom, brings simple clarity. Sometimes not when you're in the midst of it, but later on when you step back and you think about how what you have sown, He has brought a wonderful increase. And I believe today that each one of you are reaping the good things of God. Amen?
Amen.
Just a moment, we're gonna serve communion. We're gonna invite the fellows to come on up. And it all begins with your willingness to thank God for what He has done for you in your life. It's a willingness to come to this altar and just say, I am simply a sinner saved by grace. You didn't do anything to earn it because you couldn't. You simply had to accept it. God's grace is so precious. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house today, and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the spirit that we felt here. We thank you for giving us a verse that simply reinforces in our heart about the wonderful things that you've done for us in our life. So God, we ask now that you let us take this time and to say thank you. You let us take this time to ask a blessing upon this wafer representing the body that was broken, this small cup of juice representing the blood that was shed. We ask that you allow us to do this in simple remembrance of you for what you did for us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen. We ask that you all wait and we'll serve and pray together. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." That's my word.